Welcome to episode 39?
Yeah, 39.
39 of Going Backdoor. We are currently doing video, as you can tell, if you're watching this via YouTube. I don't know how well the quality is here.
Probably gonna be awesome.
But we're, it's probably not great. We are currently shooting off I don't know if we should say it. You know what? Fuck it. A Razer gaming webcam. It's got like a little ring light.
Which is not on because it's dumb.
Yeah, it just puts a white frame around the video as we've gathered. So that's a thing. That's a thing that's part of it too. As you can also tell, I am joined by my lovely host, Todd, and co-host.
Michael's unconscious body.
Yes. Hope you guys can hear that. I really do. Just him snoring. Oh, shoot. All right, so been a interesting week.
Indeed. Spurs player got released.
Let's get into that. We'll get into that, but first I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to move to Texas?
Yeah.
Because at this point I'm afraid that you're going to move there and then somehow you're going to get in trouble for flashing your dick to people. Because that seems like a thing that's been happening down there.
What?
You know, they had the quarterback guy, what's his face?
Jameis Winston.
Texas. Huh?
Jameis Winston.
No.
Wasn't that?
Him too, but...
Dak?
Yeah, no.
Zeke was the one that beat up his wife.
Yeah. God, Dak probably does flash his dick at people. He plays on the Cowboys. That piece of shit franchise.
Only underage men.
God, I can't remember his fucking name. God.
I mean, isn't that a good thing, though?
Fuck. He plays for the Browns now. So, I think that's punishment enough for him. I don't think they should sing Primo to the Cavaliers, though. That might not be good. I'm surprised they just waived him. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was wild.
That seems like something only like the Spurs. I could see like a Boston Celtics doing that. You know. Like franchises that have like a rep to keep, you know? Like... We're the clean-cut Spurs.
Yeah.
We can't be associated with that. We're like, the Pistons would be like, we've had worse. you want to sign an extension now after you've done that?
The Pacers max contract from that boy.
Oh, yeah. He'll be playing on somewhere in the Central Division soon. Don't you worry. He'll either be on Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers... I don't know if the Bulls might pick him up. It wouldn't surprise me. Maybe Milwaukee. But even then, they kind of have a Spurs thing too. I don't see them doing that. Fuck it, Sacramento. I think you just found your new two guard. Sign that guy. You know.
Speaking of Milwaukee, why does Chris Middleton look like Roger from American Dad?
You know, now that you mention it, he does look like something out of the X-Files. You're right.
He just looks like an alien, bro. His head is way too long.
He does. Oh, Doug McDermott's on the league? Oh, I didn't fucking know that.
Yeah, Dougie McBuckets.
Wow.
Still sucks.
Yeah, we're watching the Spurs and Minnesota game. Pop looks so fucking old. Jesus Christ.
Doug McDermott looks like a guy who is constantly asking for Coke, but never buys it.
He looks like the white guy that tried to sell weed once, but then got robbed. You know? You like that one?
Yeah. He's real hard in the frat house, you know?
Yeah. He's the toughest of the...
The snakey
Delta
wire.
MAGA whatever.
Delta MAGA Thigh.
Delta MAGA Thigh. Wow.
Yeah.
Was that your fraternity name?
No, I've never been in a fraternity, silly Billy. I've never been to a school that had fraternities.
Oh, yeah.
We're both college dropouts.
I'm not a college dropout.
Oh, you didn't even
go. I didn't even go.
Oh, shit, you didn't even
go. Wait, I go to college every day. I don't know what you're talking about.
You work there. Yeah. It's hilarious that a guy works at a community college with, like, the lowest standards.
And I refuse to go to college right out of high school? Yeah. Irony is hilarious. And the ironic part is I probably should have went there right out of high school and just started working, honestly. It's a great job.
It's a good job.
Good job.
Well, don't they give you a good deal on classes?
Yeah.
Why don't you just, like, take some, like, welding classes or something fun?
Yeah. That's time. You know, I got work. I've got this to do. You know, Wow.
Like a baby.
He looks like he's dead at this point on the camera.
Like a big drunk baby.
Except he's not even drunk. I promise you he's not dead.
I don't even think he's high. I'm pretty sure he just came home from... We played basketball today.
Yeah. That's why I look like shit.
I showered up because I had dinner with my mother.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was great. I killed like 4 beers.
Wow.
4 beers in an hour.
Wow.
Talked a lot of shit with my dad. That was cool. My grandmother was there. That was fire.
Nice.
I gave her a ride. Got to feel like a chauffeur.
Wow. Did she ride the back seat?
No.
No, you didn't have grandma ride in the back seat?
No, I put her up front. Let her feel special, you know?
Well, you do have that tiny little car. Mm-hmm. Putting her in the back seat would have been like punishment. So.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah. Did you see the group chat?
The memes you dropped?
Yeah, the memes. So my brother messaged me earlier. I guess I don't know if we should talk about it on camera. I don't know how you feel about it. But I guess Cody got into an accident.
Yeah.
He flipped his car.
Oh.
From what I've heard, he's okay. So.
God dang.
Glad he's okay.
I'm not. R.I.P. the super woo woo.
Okay.
God damn.
I want to clarify, Cody, that was Todd, not me. If you want to fight somebody, you can fight Mike because he hasn't said shit.
Yeah, this is true. He's been absent.
He doesn't care apparently.
Yeah, not at all.
About your well-being, about you as a person. Why did
you bring that up? Because now I have so many questions. I just want to call him.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to call him.
Yeah. I tried calling him earlier. He didn't answer. So, apparently my brother saw him at Walmart. But yeah, I guess he's all right. I guess he's a little bruised up, but overall he's fine.
Goodness.
Shout outs to him. Hope he's doing all right.
Hopefully he's not the large percentage of the U.S. population that's financially ruined from a car accident.
Why would you even bring that up?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
It's a weird statistic.
He's going to be sleeping under a bridge in a month.
Only to move in.
And we're going
to
blame you.
Gas, ass, or grass. No one sleeps for free. Why do you think Michael's asleep?
I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, you know what? If he becomes homeless just because of what you just said right there, you have to let him move in. And he gets to sleep in your bed with you.
I'll snuggle his big ass, yeah. I'll let him be Little Spoon in everything.
In fact, he's not just going to sleep in your bed. He's going to be jerking off in your bed. Maybe he could piss and shit the bed if he really wants to. You're the one that helped him become homeless.
He wouldn't be the first person to piss in that bed.
Wow. When's the last time you pissed the bed, Todd?
Like 6 months ago or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I was blackout drunk. I was having a dream and I was like, I gotta piss in this dream. Started pissing and I was not pissing in the dream. Because I woke up in a puddle of warm. I was pissing at such a hard velocity. It was coming up through the sheets, through my boxers.
Wow.
I was still pissing when I woke up because like it already started. So I was just like, oh no. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was covered in piss.
Jesus
hot,
Christ.
Hot piss.
Was it just you in the bed?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a plus. That's a plus. That's always a positive.
It might have been closer than 6 months now that I'm thinking about it. Right. 'Cause
it was last week.
No. No, it wasn't last week. It's when I was coming home and drinking, like, a whole case of beer a night.
Oh, was it around the time that you spent $467,000 at the strip club?
It might have been.
Wow.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying, I'm putting these bitches on. We've changing lives.
We've made money from this podcast, and Todd blows it every time on strippers and coke. So.
Yep, I'm a monster.
Yep.
I cannot be stopped.
Yep.
Nor will I be.
Yeah. I don't know why I gave him the debit card.
Because he had to let me do something.
Yeah. Can I get that back? Can I get that back?
Never on your life.
No. Wow. Look at Carl Anthony Towns.
Posting up a guy who's 6 inches shorter than him. Wow. Impressive. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen much of Minnesota this year. They look like they're going to be decent. Uh-oh, is he waking up?
The prodigal son awakes? Nope.
Nope, dead. He's back asleep.
See, the thing I love about having Michael as a roommate is he sleeps like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally whatever. I could be making a full meal, playing a game, screaming at it. Doesn't fucking matter. As long as we don't say anything about the DC, you know what I'm saying?
DC.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, how the Dallas Cowboys suck? How the Cowboys are the gayest football franchise of all time.
And he's moving.
The city of Dallas has nothing to offer, besides maybe the Mavs.
They're lean.
But their football team sucks.
Facts. Facts.
Dak Prescott is an embarrassment to all men everywhere.
Ezekiel Elliott looks like the biggest version of a toddler.
Dak Prescott is mentally weak.
How that sleep number can't help the hand injury pussy.
With your dead mother and your suicidal brother. You soft piece
of
shit.
Wait, what? That's... I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Dude, that was okay. Like a thing Skip Bayless said at one point. Like, seriously. Like, he was like, Dak Prescott's a mentally weak quarterback. And they were like, what do you mean? He brought up that. They're like, what?
God damn, yeah. Skip.
Yeah, Skip's a piece of shit. I think we've known this for a while.
I think you much rather would have been called the N-word or something. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're mentally weak because your brother wants to kill himself. What the
Actually, I think he did kill himself.
Oh,
now I think
God
about it. Yeah,
damn.
Which is way worse.
Yes.
Way worse.
What the fuck is going on? And then there's a commercial with Kawhi and Jack Harlow. What the fuck is going on here?
I want to see that podcast. Can we do a podcast? They should put out a podcast of Jack Harlow and Kawhi doing a conversation.
I'm just saying, Jack Harlow owes me some bread. I'm the reason he got big in Illinois.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I was one of the first people you ever saw playing one of his songs. The song called Dark Knight came out in like 2015, 2016. Maybe 2017, I don't fucking remember. But I was bumping that whole project he made for like 2 summers straight. And then he started popping off, and then What's Poppin' came out. And then went brazy after that. Excuse me.
You know, usually I take your side on things like this. Hold up. Usually I take your side on things like this. But in this case, you sound like a crazy piece of shit.
Yeah, that's
so
the
point. I'm going to have to refer with, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, bro. He owes me some bread, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro?
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck Jack Harlow. Send my guy the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is true.
You know?
It's the least you could do, fam. You
or at least retweet this, or just tweet this video. I don't know. Something. Hey, you know what? I got a great pitch for you.
Why is his hand, like, on his face like he's on the phone?
What are you calling, buddy?
I think he's trying to... He's blinded by the light. Like,
Oh, he hung up.
Blinded by the light.
Ribbed up like a deuce, rolling in the middle of the night.
I always thought it was blinded by the light, roll up like a douche.
No, it is not. My stepdad actually told me that when he was rather drunk and I was young, singing along, we were working on a boat. He just randomly turns and he's like, "You know it's a fucking deuce, right, you dumb fuck?" I was like, "I have no idea what that is."
Oh, I still sing it with douche, because it's more funny that way.
Yeah, it's more fun. Just like every time you hear Empire State of Mind, concrete jungle, wet dream, tomato. It fits so well.
When did it change to Cleveland versus the Knicks? Oh, this is NBA TV. Yeah.
So it's why the fuck are we watching the Knicks?
It's going to show us different games that are going on, especially like late close games.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll get to see a little bit of the Knicks here. That's interesting. Oh, there's our old friend Mick's former lover, Donovan Mitchell. Hey, look, Kevin Love.
So against the Cavs in 2K23, I've made a 7-foot center.
Wow.
I put up 25 points.
You bought the actual NBA 2K23 on Xbox?
No, it's on PlayStation. Michael bought it. Yeah. I've been playing the heck out of it.
I saw this on Instagram earlier.
Oh, yeah, the thing you dropped in the group chat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, it's called NBA Basketball 2K.
Yeah.
Or 20.
Yeah, it was NBA 23. Basketball 23.
Yeah, NBA Basketball 23. But it's got the 2K, like the Devin Booker cover in the background. So it makes it look like...
You're buying the game, but
you're buying the game.
You're buying a picture.
So there's been people spending $50 on this game, and all it turns out to be is just like a shitty app, essentially.
Can you even be mad at homie for making his bread, though?
It's not even a game. So, two things I want to point out. One, hilarious.
That guy's a genius.
Super funny. I don't think they should take back any of that money.
Fuck no. You're dumb enough to buy a picture, bro? Yeah, it's on you. It's just like these NFT cocksuckers.
And if anybody should be at fault here, it should be Microsoft. Because how the fuck did they let that happen, you know?
Isn't there like authentication before you can post something on their app stores?
Do you do any background checks on shit like this? Or do you just go, good enough, put it out there?
Yeah.
That looks familiar, but whatever.
This little kitty zonked. She was just dead.
So I think next year we'll do something similar, if we can. Do it for Madden, because Madden people are usually dumb.
Just take a picture of a Madden case and be like, Madden 24, a picture of Madden 24, and just like don't even say, like anything else should be like Madden 24. That's it.
Yeah, Madden 24. Close enough.
But it's just a picture of Madden 24. And we sell it for like $10 instead of 50. Because 50 is kind of crazy. $10. If we get like 4 people, I'm ecstatic.
No, I'm going for... we're going to get rich off this idea. Okay? And we're not going to use our email. We won't even do it at your place or my place. We're going to go to a public library. Right? Public library.
Untraceable.
And we're using, like... somebody else's email. We'll, like, I don't know, do one of those, like, fake surveys somewhere in, like, a public place. Like, hey, put down your email and your name and number, blah, 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 you could win whatever. And then you just, like, take the emails and use those to create these accounts. This is probably super illegal, and if this happens, I feel like I'm now liable. So, I'm going to say that's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Disclaimer, that's illegal. Don't do anything
weird. Don't do that. We're not.
It's goofs.
Endorsing doing anything illegal. But if you were to do something illegal like that, that's probably how you do it.
At least drop her name. It'd be funny.
Don't do that either. Just leave it to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
It is nice that finally they can see this big old kitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big old kitty.
I don't know how I like this camera angle exactly.
I mean, it's pretty shit. I feel like I look really, really wild right now.
Yeah.
My hair looks all pushed back.
I feel like we could either go maybe higher with it or something. It's something we'll probably mess with.
Another time. And plus, I feel like if it's just me and you, we can hit a higher angle and it won't look so crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe hit the lights different. Well, I mean, it is just me and you, besides Michael's body, which I love. Yeah. We just kept him in frame.
We just kept him in frame. We're going with it. It's happening. We're live right now doing the podcast, and he's sleeping through it with a microphone in his face, snoring away.
Indeed he is. Like an American hero.
I mean, that's going to make great quality, I think, for the viewers at home.
Let's get a moment of silence for all the women that guy showed his dick to.
All right, that's long enough, I think.
I just wanted to make
it. How long was the dick? That's my question. Because maybe that's how long we need to have the moment of silence.
Inches equals seconds of silence.
Yeah. Like, for example, if Todd was to show his dick to random people when he moves to Texas.
Second and a half.
Moment of silence. All right, well, there it is. That's the moment of silence.
There was, like, three things I really wanted to talk about NBA-wise. Oh, Eric Bledsoe got arrested.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had just went to China to seek out getting a deal or something, and I'm a lazy fuck, and I didn't look up what he got arrested for. I just know he got arrested, and I felt bad.
He got arrested for flashing his dick also.
Oh, it was? Oh, no.
Yeah. He flashed his dick at a TSA agent.
Isn't that like their job to look at dicks, though? Dicks and assholes?
He thought so, but apparently it's not a requirement for them. So,
A whole lot of crazy white people shit going on in the NBA. Yeah,
and a lot of them are black guys, which is weird.
Super weird.
You know?
Like, you never really hear about black dudes just randomly exposing their cocks to people. Yeah, just like,
leave that to the white guys, you know what I mean?
The white guys and the Mexicans that look white. Louis C.K.
What?
Louis C.K.
Oh, yeah, Louis C.K. Yeah.
He's a real, like, big-ass Canelo Mexican, which is just funny to me, because everyone always thinks he's white.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
And there's a little spook moving in the camera frame. Let's go.
You know, I think the Spurs might be better without Primo, to be honest. You know?
It's a better workplace environment for all the female staff.
Well, I'm just saying, they're up by 15 points right now. So maybe there's less dicks getting flashed on the sidelines.
Good math.
So they're less distracted, you know? Oh, I can do math on an NBA score. Okay.
They're less dick-stracted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dick-stracted. That's a clever one. Good pun.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. I'm something of a comedian.
Something of.
A rather retarded version of it, but something.
Todd dabbles in the dark arts of comedy. I know. Just ask Instagram Reels.
I swear to God, I thought Germans were okay to make fun of, but I guess not.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. What kind of German joke did you do?
I just said, like, oh, you into cock and ball torture? What are you, a German immigrant?
Well, you don't believe the Holocaust happened? What are you, a German immigrant?
Oh, you don't think Hitler died in that bunker? What are you, a fucking Nazi, bro?
What, you agree with everything Kanye has to say? What are you, a German immigrant? Dude, what have you thought about all this Kanye shit?
I'm just so fucking tired of him doing wild shit just for the sake of doing wild shit. Because, like, I guarantee in his dumb brain, he's like, yeah, this is how I make myself fully independent from Adidas and everything. In reality, he's destroying.
Yeah, he's burning everything to the ground.
Yep.
I mean...
All around him.
Ironically, kind of like the Jews were in the Holocaust. But... Alright, maybe that was too far.
You heard a crystal knocked, but have you heard a crystal yay?
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Give him some crystal and watch him just go to work on the Jewish people.
Jesus Christ.
Is that Timmy D's?
Yes, it is.
Timmy Duncan's hair has gotten so cool since he retired.
Wow, they got Tim Duncan, Tony Parker.
Manu.
Oh, yeah, it's their 50th year in the NBA, the Spurs.
Oh, okay.
Good for them, you know. George Gervin, the Iceman, you know. Tony Parker, David Robinson, Kawhi, of course, for the time he was there. Did we say Manu?
Yeah, yeah.
Manu Ginobili?
We said when he popped him up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Tony Parker.
50 sure stories for too. 50 years. Oh, shit, we should watch this. That guy looks like Vince Staples. Who the fuck was that?
Well, I think this is only on the Spurs, like, local channel.
Oh.
Yeah. But I would imagine it wouldn't be hard to find. I mean, so
it comes out on the 1st.
We're going to have to figure that out. That seems quite entertaining. Wow. They have quite a bit of people that have retired numbers with the San Antonio Spurs. More than I would have thought.
There's a guy with the last name Elliott spelled the same as mine. That's very unique. You don't see that very often.
Yep, yep, yep.
Wow.
Sean Elliott, I believe, was his name. He was a guard in the 90s, I believe. If I remember that correctly.
Sick.
Yep. I don't see any of these players currently playing for the Spurs getting their numbers retired. This team is
raggedy patched together.
Garbage. You know? Oh, well, actually, that number 3 kid, Johnson, is it Kendall? Kendall Johnson, maybe? Yeah, he's been pretty good. When they played the Bulls a couple days ago, or was it last week or this past week? It was Thursday, because that was the day that Primo got kicked out off the Spurs.
Rudy Gobert, you dirty bitch.
But, yeah, he looks like a solid player. Kendall Johnson. Good for him.
He looks like Vince Staples, bro. What the
he
fuck?
He does look like Vince Staples.
That is wild.
What are you saying? All black people look alike?
Yeah. If they got the same color, yeah. That's obviously a joke, because Ben Staples isn't that light. Anthony Edwards, I really like.
What does Anthony Edwards look like?
He doesn't look like anybody.
Does he look like Vince Staples, too?
No, but that guy really does look like Vince Staples. Yeah. Go ahead and try to call me a racist for it, I don't care. Yeah. Edwards, he doesn't look like anybody I can think of.
I'm trying to he kind of looks like 50 Cent a little bit. You see what I'm saying? I feel like they have the same nose, a little bit.
Or like a young Mike Tyson.
No, I don't see that one. I don't really see that one.
Maybe like the actor they have playing young Mike Tyson in the Mike Tyson thing. Which, have you watched that, Finn?
I have not, no.
It's pretty unique. It's a weird show. It does a lot of jumping around between, like, flashbacks and such. Flashbacks, montages, blocked by Carl Anthony Towns. Fucking. Yep.
D'Angelo Russell, pump fake. Oh, he shoots like Michael so much, dude. I swear to God.
Michael loves D'Angelo Russell.
Oh my God.
Are you with that? How I'm with that? I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Ugh. And then the Suns pissed me off, of course.
What'd they do?
Allowed Cam Johnson to get hurt.
They allowed Cam Johnson to get hurt.
Yep, my golden boy.
How does that work?
I don't know, but it's their fucking fault.
Oh.
Bitches. And Aiden got hurt too.
Yeah.
He rolled his ankle really fucking bad.
Shit. I think Io's out again. He's injured.
He
had a concussion the other night.
He's really ramping it up on us over there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. The snoring is getting outrageous.
And now he stopped. Okay,
sick. And he's quit breathing. And he's dead.
Sleep apnea. The silent killer.
Yeah. What are your early predictions for NBA Finals, right?
Celtics out of the East.
Celtics out of the East?
Celtics.
Are you crazy?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say something that's going to sound wild, okay?
The fucking bull.
Here is my final four, and I'm having a hard time choosing.
See, I didn't know we were... That's not the fucking finals, you asshole.
No. Let me break this down.
You're such a dick. I hate you so much.
Let me get to the conclusion that I'm coming to. I think it's like Milwaukee, Boston, Cleveland, and then I think the Bulls have a chance of getting in there, okay?
Hmm.
Now, I don't... I think Boston is going to be a hard team to get by, and it depends on who they play first. Like, if they play Cleveland, I think Cleveland could maybe wear them down and tire them out to where they, it might be hard for them to get out of the East.
Yeah.
But if they play Cleveland last, I think they'll probably, you know, they'll be fine. Milwaukee, maybe. I think they're getting older as far as, like, Drew Holiday and Brook Lopez and all those guys.
If Chris Middleton stays healthy, they're yeah, fine.
That's a big question mark. Bulls, it's a lot of question marks about health, too.
How many games has Ball even played at all?
Lonzo he hasn't yet? Played at all this year.
Oof.
Poor not game. Yet. Yeah, it won't be till like, mid-March or some... No, not March. It was, like, I think January is when they're thinking he might be back.
What the fuck happened?
His knee has just not been healing right.
Hmm. Fuck. Speaking of which, my mom needs another knee replacement. That's sick.
Well, yep. So your mom has the knees of a 23-year-old Lonzo Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Wait, I'm older than Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, we both are, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. Or he might be 24. I think he had a birthday a few months back, but...
It's always weird to think about just, like, how many guys going into the NBA are just, like, 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, yeah, we have like 4 years on him, and it's like, holy shit, am I an old man now? What the fuck happened?
The second we hit over 25, you're going to hit.
Yeah, I swear to God. Like, even like dating, it feels like, oh, I'm like an ancient old man now. You know what I mean?
My girlfriend just recently turned 20. Yes, I... Yes, 100%. I feel like an old piece of
pedophile.
Shit all the time.
You feel like a pedophile.
Shut up. No, I don't.
Just give me a shit, dude.
Yeah. No. There's definitely differences in our time frame of growing up and being raised and such. It's kind of weird. She wasn't even alive when 9/11 happened.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Where were you on 9/11?
I was in preschool.
I don't even know where the fuck I was in 9/11.
Probably with your mouth on someone's titty.
I don't remember anything after 2010. If we're being perfect, anything before 2010. Like, my memory is so shit, dude.
Like, there's some stuff I remember, but most of my childhood, I don't. It's just, I'll have, like, random things, or, like, I'll see something, and then it just, like, awakens a deep brain memory.
Yeah, and you're like, holy shit, that happened, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Zach Collins has a very punchable face. Side note on that, but I just felt like it had to be said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking so does Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen can fuck all the way off.
He is the Frieza, like, of the NBA, I swear to God.
If Grayson Allen got into a horrific car crash...
Like who?
Like... God damn it. I was going to go with Sean Bradley, where he ends up in a fucking wheelchair.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't be upset, okay? I wouldn't be happy. I'm not saying I'd be thrilled if Grayson Allen ended up in a car crash that put him in a wheelchair... And, you know, gave him a colostomy bag. I'm not saying that would make me happy. But I wouldn't be disappointed.
It wouldn't hurt me.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to move so I can put this can down because I'm tired of holding it into the can. But this cat's big sleeping and I don't want to move it.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Cat ownership, yep.
That sucks.
It's okay.
I wonder if it picks that up.
I hope it does too.
A silent squeak. Let me get one of Daddy. Squeak.
Yep. Oh, wait. Yeah, he's asleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was something else I wanted to bring up NBA-wise that I was excited about. Oh, shouts out my boy fucking Aaron. Shouts out my fucking stupid fucking friend Aaron. Got reckless in the group chat on me about how the Suns had to overcome a 20-point deficit to beat the Mavs. And he's like, oh, couldn't be my team, couldn't be my team. And then they proceeded to lose the next three fucking games. Fuck you, bud.
Wait, his team's the Mavs?
Celtics.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a big Seas fan.
I thought so.
Always has been.
I remembered something about that.
Legacy dick rider.
Well, you know what? Smart man. They're going to win a championship in the next... Well, this would be the year. They have to win this championship this year.
It's this year or bust.
Back to who's coming out into the finals? Boston Celtics, all the way.
You think Boston's going
to win? Boston's got to win it, man.
This is their last year, I think.
I mean, I called it almost, two seasons ago that I called it 3 years. They're going to win a championship.
Yeah.
And it's got to be this year, man. They've got to go in and do it. So
that guy looks like he is fucked up right now.
And out of the West, the team I have doing it is the Mavs.
Fuck you.
No. You want to know why I have Mavs?
Why? What do you got to say?
You can't guard that man, Luke. And plus, I think Christian Wood gives them a little bit of toughness inside that they were missing. You know?
Yeah.
That's all in my hope and pray that something horrific happens with the Golden State Warriors. Like,
I mean, did you see them
if
play
Steph
against
can
the Suns?
Learn how can forget how to shoot. That would be great.
I don't know, bro. Clay seems to be a little off this year. Like, he's in his own head. And it's tough to see, because I know he's coming off, like, a horrible injury. You know?
I think Clay is 2 years away from retirement.
Yeah?
I mean, I hate to say it. He's not the same guy.
No, you can't be, dude.
Like, he's either going to be 2 years away from retirement or be lacing up a Detroit Pistons jersey. I mean, that's the sad truth of the matter, dude.
How funny would it be if the Pistons just become the retirement team, like where everyone goes once they get old?
They're basically like, okay, so you're going to play 20 years in the NBA. Right? You're going to play 20 years in the NBA. Okay, for 17 of those seasons, we'll put you on a decent franchise.
You'll be valuable.
You can be on Golden State. You can go to, like, a San Antonio. And then for your retirement years, you've got three options. You've got Detroit, Minnesota.
Sacramento.
Or Sacramento. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And these are the teams we call the, years of your career. Okay?
When everyone just gets real sad to see you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to be old and surrounded by a bunch of young, dumb draft picks that are going to be very talented but also not know how to fucking play the right way. So, good luck. And, the coaching staff is going to suck for all three of these franchises. So, best of luck to you.
There was one game I watched of the Suns recently.
And then after that, you go to the big three. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
There was a Suns game I was watching recently, and I proceeded to watch DeAndre Ayton, who bitched about not getting a max contract extension, proceed to only get 7 fucking rebounds against Zubac, and I literally lost my fucking mental. I got so fucking angry, and then finally
Ooh, that looks painful. Oh, he got right back up. Okay. Oh,
thank God.
Okay, cool.
Oh, he's running to the bench.
Oh, my... Well, at least he's walking. That's good. He's not limping or anything. Holy shit. Kendall Johnson just went down.
That was scary. Pop looks terrified.
Like, yeah.
Look at old man Pop. Did they buckle knees? Oh, no. Oh!
Ugh. Ooh.
Ooh. That bitch just hyperextended. I literally did that today.
God damn, that looked painful. Oh, another thing that happened this week. My guy, DeMar DeRozan.
20,000 points.
20,000 points.
And Pop called a timeout to hug him.
One of 50 players to do it in NBA history. So
that's awesome.
Good awesome, awesome thing that he achieved.
Now only if he could get out of the first round.
Did a little mid-range J, you know. Get that 50,000. Pop called the timeout. Hugged with him. All that stuff. That was so super cool to see.
He was on the Spurs for a minute, wasn't he?
Yeah, 3 seasons.
Okay.
And nobody really gave a shit about DeMar DeRozan during those 3 seasons because, well, quite frankly, he was on the Spurs with nobody else. So.
Yeah.
Which really, really sucks, but. It also shows the character of DeMar DeRozan to not, you know. He didn't demand a trade or anything in those 3 seasons. He just kind of played out those 3 seasons with him.
Yeah. Doug McDermott with a smart footwork play right there. Little tippy toes to get over half court.
God, I remember when the Bulls drafted McDermott.
You remember the season in college where everyone's like, Dougie Buckets, he's going to be great in the NBA.
Yeah.
Verdict's in, he's white.
Yeah. And then unathletic. And then the Bulls drafted him and they traded up to get him. I don't even remember what they traded. I think it was like a second round pick or some shit.
It was too much.
It wasn't a whole lot, actually. It was one of the better trades that Gar Foreman pulled off. And then he was there for like 3 seasons. And they were like, you know what's a great idea? Let's trade Doug McDermott and Taj Gibson to Oklahoma City for Cameron fucking Payne. Who then a week later they went, this guy can't play basketball. So they just benched him for the rest of the year.
And now he's on Phoenix pissing me off.
If anybody out there knows Gar Foreman personally, or like you just see him in passing, kick him in the dick for me, please.
Yeah.
Like, the man pisses me off so much.
Oh, good steal. See, I don't know how I feel about these Minnesota jerseys.
What, the shit green?
Yeah, the shit green and then the lime green accents just look fucking weird.
It's, they're not good. They're not good. There's some really bad ones this year, I think. They're not, they really, last year there were a lot of fire ones. The Bulls had really good ones. I liked Phoenix's. They weren't bad. Utah's are terrible every year. They haven't been good since the fucking 90s.
Yep. Once John Stockton left,
they went to like a puke green and like a shit blue or something like that. And we're like, this is good enough.
And then the weird fucking gold for a couple years that no one was a fan of.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, well, this is great. You know what I will say? I like the throwback jerseys the Wizards have this year. Have you seen those?
No.
They went back to the early 2000s.
Oh, like shit.
Jordan on the Wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
I liked that logo a lot.
Yeah, I liked those. You know what they should really bring back? The Gilbert Arenas era Wizards jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the gold? That shit was fire. I liked those.
I really like the Suns throwback jerseys. Just the big Suns logo, purple ones.
Yeah.
I forget what era those are, but they're fire.
I think they're...
Those were Chuck's.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, when Charles Barkley was with him.
Yeah. You know, when you went to the finals, you know? That era.
Yeah.
First time. And then you ran into Black Cheeses.
God damn right he did.
That's so funny. My favorite Charles Barkley quote. He said... Before the finals started, I was like, God wants me to win this championship. And he said, but then I didn't realize that he was across the court wearing that number 23.
Jordan was just a different fucking monster altogether.
Oh my God, dude. Like, even watching highlights, he does shit that you're like, how is this even possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
His athleticism and length was one of the first players where it's like, oh, you don't just have to be huge or incredibly fast. You can just be shifty.
Yeah, shifty, but then, like, I think he worked on every aspect so much that he just mastered it.
Well, yeah, you know? He didn't have a shortcoming in his game.
Like, pretty shooting might have been his only shortcoming.
Outside of the arc.
Like, outside of the arc, like, three-point shooting. But even then, like, he could still get you 35%. You know, at least.
Yeah. But that's not everything else. The hard-nosed defense, where no matter who you are, he's on your dick.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter you're a rookie, vet, he's on your dick. Spike, please don't bump the fuck
out of that. I can't remember who it was. But there was somebody talking about... I think it was Amon Shumpert. Have you seen that clip? Where he's talking about...
Kobe. He's like, yeah, you had a great game. There's still 15 minutes left.
Then he proceeds to just put his dick in his mouth.
Yep.
For the remainder of the game.
Yep.
Like, I don't think so, bud. It's over. I'm closing this thing out.
You tried.
Yeah, this game is a fucking wrap, pal.
You had a good game.
Yeah, you had a good game. Emphasis on had.
Good gracious.
No.
Big ol' yawn. God damn.
Trying to think what else happened this week. Have you seen anything of the World Series?
Michael made me watch one game. I didn't give a single fuck.
Oh my god.
I hate baseball so much.
It's the Phillies and the Houston Astros. Yeah, we don't really pay attention to baseball that much. Yeah. Woohoo, go Philly, I guess. Because fuck the Astros.
Yeah, but fuck Philly, too.
Yeah, it's really a tough decision on who I care less about, honestly.
I know the second... If Philly wins, they're just going to be, like, fucking riots.
Yeah, but, like...
Philly always does dumb shit.
Houston's got, a thing of, like, a past of cheating in recent years.
Yeah,
so, yeah. You know what? Give those cheesesteak-eating... Liberty Bell fucking
hillbillies. John talking motherfuckers.
Yeah, those inbred, stupid faced, sound like total fucking moron people a championship, you know?
Like,
in the words of Bill Burr, fuck you and fuck the Liberty Bell.
That's still one of the best things I have ever seen in my whole life.
Oh my god. The greatest thing. I listen to it once a week at least. At this point, yeah, but that's great. NFL, fuck the Cowboys.
Cowboys,
they kicked the shit out of my Bears, so that sucked. For several couple different reasons. We don't really need the reasons. One, it's the Cowboys. Never fucking liked the Cowboys. My entire life.
Like, who voted America's team?
The morons that watch football, apparently.
Oh, yeah. The people are like, yeah, everything's so soft. Well, you don't think it's a little suspicious? We have, like, 35, 40-year-old dudes just fucking going crazy and killing themselves or their families or doing other wild shit.
How did we get from this, the Cowboys, to this?
I don't know.
No, I like this. I like this. The Cowboys cause male suicide. That's a great theory.
Yeah, yeah. Thank we'll you go for in this. On that.
Yeah. The Cowboys... Listen, here's what happens. You become a Cowboys fan, right? You're in your 20s. You become a Cowboys fan because...
I don't know. Your dad wasn't there.
Yeah, your dad wasn't there. Every girl you've ever met... is just, you know, pegged you. I don't know. I don't know what Cowboy fans are into. Probably a whole lot of gay shit, you know? And then, next thing you know, you're snoring on your buddy's couch that you live with.
Just because you're too lazy to put sheets on your bed. It's not like, not even like he doesn't have a bed or a nice room. His room's really cute. But he just doesn't want to put sheets on his bed. That's why he's sleeping on the couch.
That was super sus. If you just
mind your fucking business.
He has a cute room.
It does.
He has a cute room. It's very cute. Hi, I'm Todd Elliott, and my roommate is very cute. I like to sleep in there sometimes when he's not home and sniff the sheets.
It's been nice that you work days, though, because then I can just, like, come crawl in your mom's bed and get snuggled while I go to sleep, you know? Hey, buddy.
Funny. He's still asleep.
Okay. Wow. Indeed, indeed. Anything interesting happen in your life today or this week?
I'm trying to think. Oh, so since we are talking about the Cowboys and how much they suck, I've been, you know, I've posted memes against the Cowboys. There was a fart there. That was awesome. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. But anyways, I post all these.
He's
going to
wake up in like 30 seconds. He's awake. I saw his eyes open. You son of a bitch.
So I've been posting these cowboy memes, right?
Yeah.
And mainly because Michael last week, a couple weeks ago, like, made a comment about it. It was like, that's funny. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Knowing one of my friends with cowboy memes on Facebook. So I kept posting them. And then that chick, the Brazil chick, right?
The fiasco lady,
she commented on one of my posts. And I was just like, that's weird. Well, then she starts messaging me on Instagram.
Can you please stop slandering the Cowboys?
No, her whole thing was like, you're doing this for my attention. It's like, no.
Other people are Cowboys fans besides you, lady.
The world doesn't revolve around you, ma'am.
Someone needs to tell LeBron that.
I mean, no shit.
Or this little cocksucker.
Oh my god. LaMelo.
Actually, let me get an MMA fight with LaMelo Ball or any of the Ball brothers. And I guarantee you I'll sleep them.
That's what else happened this week.
Jake Paul.
Did you see the boxing match or any highlights or anything? I know you didn't see the boxing match. I know you're not paying for that shit.
Fuck no, I ain't paying for it.
So, who did he box?
Anderson Silva. Favorite fighters of all time. And honestly, you're a bitch. Why would you call out a 45-year-old... retired.
39.
He's not 39.
He's 39.
No, he's not.
I saw that earlier.
God damn, that dude just keeps tweaking his knee.
But, yeah, anyways, he's older. Obviously older.
Been retired for like 5-6 years.
So. Morning, sunshine.
He emerges like a fucking phoenix.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're hitting you with good light, though, so your titties look nice.
Yeah. Is that a Nazi tattoo you have on your chest?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a full-on swastika. How are we watching this right now?
NBA TV. It just switched over to this. It's a good game, though.
I realized my my YouTube TV was still connected, so.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I forgot to sign that out. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You can leave it signed in. It's no problem. I haven't had any issues, so it's not a big deal.
Nice. I don't watch it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I saying? Before we got...
distracted by Michael waking up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways, yes, I am pretty sure all Raiders fans are convicted felons.
Don't forget rapists.
No. They're just convicted felons.
That's Browns. My bad.
Browns fans are rapists, yes.
My bad.
Fuck Cleveland. Yes. Fuck Boston. Yes. Fuck L.A.
And then Tampa Bay is where the pedophiles, you
that
know,
is true.
Really enjoy their football.
Like, Tom. If you enjoy kissing your son on the mouth past the age
we
of like
been
a,
on this for a while,
6 months, you should probably just like kill yourself. Sorry.
Now, I do agree with you, but I feel like we have to ask this question. How long did your dad kiss you on the mouth?
I can't even remember a time my dad ever kissed me.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't remember at all.
I remember getting slapped in the face one time with his dick. That's why we stopped showering together, but that's about the most affection I've ever gotten from that man.
That's pretty close to Tom
Brady. That's a fine line. That's a bar.
That's worse, I think. That is so much worse. Oh my god.
Isn't that how you stop shouting with your dad? You both make eye contact after you catch a whipped sausage to the forehead?
No.
All right. Well,
I don't remember ever showering with my dad. It was always like bath time. And then you would go into they'd make the bath and you'd go in the bath as a child.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't much of a bath taker.
Or they take you outside and spray you with a garden hose.
See, I could see your parents 100% doing that.
Like you're in the 50s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they take you inside, they sell you to some guy for like a week's worth of food.
We're learning a lot about Todd's trauma. Yeah. It's, and then, drunks are Patriots Boston. Fans. Yeah, Patriots fans.
I mean, yeah. Same area.
The creeps, as I like to call them, the stare at women, maybe touch them in a line or something. You know, they're borderline sexual harassers, you know?
The upskirt picture takers,
if you will. Yeah. They're more like online creeps nowadays.
Yeah.
The good old New York Jets fans. You know, they're all the creeps.
The type of people that'll just randomly DM your girl and be like, how much for the panties and socks?
Yeah. Bears fans, upstanding citizens. But they do enjoy, you know, drinking a little too much. And yelling at their TV. That's their thing.
One of my favorite things is to go to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch grown men clap at a TV. It is never fucking not funny to me. Just watching a whole bunch of dudes just, yeah! That's what I wanted. Yeah!
Colts fans are pussies.
Anyone who I've ever met that's a Colts fan is one of the dumbest people I've ever met.
Steeler fans are whiny.
Rapists.
Excuse me. I'm going to say it. Tennessee fans, they don't exist. They're not real.
Bro, Tennessee is so fucking useless as a football franchise that they have J.J. Watt in a Houston Texan billboards everywhere.
I literally thought they were like a very, very new franchise that started like 2 years ago because I didn't even know they fucking existed until 2 years ago. Tennessee Texans. I swear to God, dude. Titans? Whatever they're called. They're shitty... light blue, baby blue, white cream jersey wearing fucks. You know?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Halloween ends, wow.
With that being said, don't even get me started on Packer fans. They're just cheeseheads. Like, they're... Actually... Most Packers fans I've met are actually decent people.
No, they're faggots.
They just make terrible decisions, you know? Yeah. And that's staying in, because I'm not sure if we can edit out audio yet. So...
I mean, it's the Packers.
We've done a very good job of keeping, you know...
We've been so good.
Yes.
So careful. Wake up. This is what happens when I wake up.
We didn't want you to wake up. It was funnier that you would just pass out on the couch. Go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
I thought it was fun.
I've lost all faith in Devin Booker. That hurts.
I'm giving up on the Nets.
Good. KD looks slow this year.
Holy shit, Jared Allen's at this game.
Definitely not Jared Allen.
You're such a fucking douchebag. Why the fuck do you have a notification turned on for ESPN? That is single middle-aged guy energy right there.
Well, you don't have the ESPN app on your phone?
No, because I get laid.
Not on my phone, but I get laid. What does that mean?
This is just Todd's insecurities coming out. Don't worry. Don't take offense to it.
Well, that's hey,
pity sex still counts, guys.
Pity sex?
It's when it's with a fucking cougar that's a nympho. Mainly just a nympho.
I get laid every week by your mom.
How's that bakery going?
Oh my god. That's not good. Let's not go there.
Let's not go there. You said you didn't care, right?
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
It's crazy. We're in the breadbasket of America, and Dalton's bread loaf is full.
Alright, if we're there...
Oh, we're already there.
If we're there, that bitch can suck me from the back, you know?
Whoa.
Her mother can suck my dick from the back.
Nose in the crack, you know what I mean?
All up in the crack, balls dangling on her chin, mud flapping.
Cheeks right in her forehead, you know what I mean?
Indeed. I let out a little toot because I'm just so comfortable. Yep.
Wow. That was some middle-aged mom shit right there. Jesus Christ, what are you, a 29-year-old MILF? I'd let out a little toot, so that's how you know I'm very fucking comfortable. Jesus Christ.
No, just one of these women who got pregnant at, like, 16, 17, and is now just, like, MILF. No, that's not the category, man.
No, that's called being a loser.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Oh, they're all jokes. It's all jokes. Except for the shit I said about the Cowboys earlier.
Fuck the Cowboys.
About the Colts fans being pussies. That's still relevant.
What about the Packers fans? Is that true?
Yes.
I'd be the one to say it.
Yeah. Minnesota fans. They're like Titans. I don't. You show me a Vikings fan. And
I actually work with one.
I'll tell you what, he's a fucking hologram. Okay, he's not real.
He's a robot. He's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Vikings fans aren't real. That's a glitch
in the fucking software. Okay.
Just like this guy having the same fucking face as Vince Staples. I swear to God, it's throwing me off every time. I just want to ask him about Ramona Park if it really broke his heart. Wow. Do you think he knows about the new shoes with the blue suede?
God damn it.
What about Crip walking through blue waters? Or does he know about the big fish theory? Or is he back selling crap?
Well, we've just lost half our audience. That's great.
Hey, 30 seconds of fucking Vince Staples references land, all right?
It's fine.
I don't know, man.
It's fine. Yeah.
This game is garbage.
We're going to end up with a lot of Kanye fans. You know what I mean? What I'm saying?
We haven't said anything negative about the Jews yet.
Yet.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yet.
I got a new harness for Spike. It's black.
Like my soul.
So you're going the goth angle. There's a Jackie Moon in the front row. That's fire.
Oh, you know what I did this week? So I was talking to our good friend Monique about what was it? About dating and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, have you tried Christian Mingle?
What the
fuck? So guess who signed up for Christian Mingle, fellas?
Why is she giving you that advice? Why are you taking advice from her?
She said it as like a joke, and I was like, fuck it, this will be a funny bit.
You just get on Christian Mingle, and you're like, yeah, I didn't know that what this was about. I thought it was only women and dudes named Christian. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I changed my name legally and everything.
It was wild, dude.
Yeah, I'm Christian Todd now.
Wow.
You really listened to her for dating advice?
No, no.
She just got into a relationship that's probably not going to be as toxic as the one she was in.
See, how this started was I had a girl hitting me up on Instagram, and I was like, this does not seem like a real person. So I asked Monique if like she knew her, and she was like, that does not sound familiar at all. And then, like, I told her the name, and, like, I'm going through the... It was so clearly, a fake account. Like, somebody was trying to rob me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm not going for this. But I just double-checked with her, like, have you ever heard of this girl?
So just in case there's the off chance that it might be real pussy on the
other hand. Yeah, you know?
And not some fat Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah, or a bunch of dudes trying to jump me. A
bunch of Indian dudes.
Yeah, so.
No Persians. Get it right, guys.
Well, they talk a little funny. That's gross. Oh, what do you mean?
I'm just saying, why haven't we canceled the whole country of India, though? They have rape gangs. Like, their gangs don't even sell drugs. They just get together and rape. Like, what the fuck is that, fam?
Because women have no rights over there?
Yes, they do.
Apparently not. They have rape gangs.
Have a caste system. So if you're, like, super poor, they don't give a fuck. It's pretty much like America, but at least they're man enough to tell you that to your face. You like the Indian deep cuts, bro?
Those are good
jokes. God damn. Oh, I've been doing research, fam. I've been reading.
What is your research and reading? Watching Flagrant 2? Yeah, I've been learning a lot from this guy named Akash.
No, I knew about the rape gangs before I ever started watching Flagrant 2.
I've been learning a lot about Puerto Ricans lately. Been watching a lot of real ass podcasts, Legion of Skanks. Did you know they also like rape?
and rollerblading during 9/11.
That was some funny shit.
I would pay so much money just for a video of Lewis's fat ass rollerblading across a 5-mile fucking bridge.
Oh my god.
Traffic, and there's some fat Puerto Rican guy just fucking
rollerblading.
Getting it, bro.
Rollerblading like a homo across traffic.
Do you think he had helmet or knee pads?
Both, I hope. Both, I hope. I swear to God.
Had the elbow pads and the wrist pads.
Oh my God. We can only fucking hope. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, back to the Jews.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, I guess that we need to wrap this thing up. Todd's bringing up the Jews.
I mean, Kyrie Irving apparently is trying to be like Adolf Hitler.
Kyrie?
Yeah.
What the fuck did
Kyrie Hitler?
Basically.
What did Kyrie say?
Something about an anti-Semitic film or some shit, I don't know. It was brought up earlier, I don't really know what the fuck he's talking about, because I thought he was a Muslim.
About, yeah, I know what he's talking about. Have you ever seen the movie...
Passion of the Christ?
That's not the movie he's talking about.
I'm pretty sure that was, actually. They killed a Jew in that one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If it's not, it should be.
I mean, if Kyrie wants to be crucified just like Jesus, we could definitely do it.
Okay.
We need to chill there, bro.
Holy shit, reel it back on the...
Hey, he hasn't won an NBA championship since Cleveland, and he's... Just doing all this fuck shit.
He hasn't won an NBA championship. Crucify him.
Not with my team. He hasn't done it with my team. Let's crucify his ass.
Oh my
god.
What
have you done for the city of Brooklyn,
Michael?
Nothing. Because that city doesn't deserve shit.
What are you going to do with Ben Simmons?
You don't even want to know about that one.
Oh my god.
He do not know want to know about that one.
I believe there's getting ready to be a film that's coming out about what would take place with Ben Simmons alone in a room with Michael. I'm not going to say the name of it because it's super fucked up that I'm even making this joke and I want to back out of it now.
Say it. Don't be a bitch.
Say it. Don't be a pussy.
Till.
Oh my god.
Oh, yes.
I just got to tell Michael about that earlier this
week.
Yes,
that's exactly what happened.
I was thinking Silence of the Lambs, but... You know, Ben Simmons is in the bottom, and Michael's in a dress with his balls cut off.
And he's just got, like...
the lotion on the skin!
Oh, no, hold up! It's a free throw line! It's a free throw line in a basket! You gotta make 3 of those before you get out of the hole.
He misses, and he starts spraying him with the hose.
Ben fucking scary never... movie 4 his ass.
The Shaq scene?
Yes. That's exactly what I was gonna do with him. So pretty close.
Or like,
And Kevin Durant, I have no idea.
What's the movie with Samuel L. Jackson, the dude from Grease?
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction. Michael's in a gimp suit, and Ben Simmons is on a sex swing.
No, he's not going to get any pleasure out of any of this.
Pussy, no. He's getting ass-fucked by you.
No, he's going to get ass-fucked. He's going to be castrated, fucking... That whole tilt thing is definitely my idea.
Wow.
Okay. Alright. Alright, I'm sorry I made the joke, guys. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Now it feels bad.
See what you've opened up?
Yeah.
Rachel, do you see what you've opened
the
up?
The death of the Brooklyn Nets? Yeah, it's opened up.
Jesus Christ. Well, we're at an hour. You want to go ahead and wrap this bitch up?
Sure. This has been episode 38.
39
of going back.
39, like Dwayne Wade and Luol Deng gangbanging Rudy Gobert's mom. I don't know. It's me, Rudy. Oh wait, that was wrong accent.
Where is Rudy? Oh, he's in the game right now.
Yeah, he's got little ramen noodle hairs going.
He does.
This is a Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, he's got the very tips of his short ass little hair.
This is Rudy Gobert.
That gold.
Signing off. You know what? I'm going to do that for the outro this week. You know, I'm going to do a Rudy Gobert impression for the outro. Did you see on the latest episode the outro I did? Did you hear that?
No. I'm not even going to lie.
Wow.
I made it 90% of the way through. Got to my best jokes and then I checked out. Speaking of which, the double chin reference I made last week. Fire. That was fucking funny as shit. Al even went out of his way to personally message me, like, hey, yo, that was one of the funniest things I heard.
Do I not put in enough effort?
No, you're just my muse, buddy. That's it.
Like, if you go back and listen, I did do an outro.
Okay, I will go back and listen, I promise.
Go back and listen.
Fucking douchebag.
Jesus Christ, I've got to learn to shut my phone off.
The best
silence.
Thing about today! The best thing about today! Dalton gives me and Mike a ride up to the basketball courts where we're going to play.
Well, this has been episode 39.
This motherfucker was listening to Kid Rock. Actually listening to Kid Rock. And it was playing when we got in the car, and we started clowning him immediately. And instead of him just being like, nah, I like Kid Rock, he's just like, I'm actually so embarrassed about this right now. Just like we caught him jerking off to, like, feet or something, bro. But, yeah, this has been
episode... No.
What are you doing?
No. No, it's my dogs. No.
We're gonna get copyright striked.
We're gonna get copyright striked every week. What are you talking about?
Well, how have we not
the intro music?
They don't own that anymore. We don't use enough of it.
You know what?
It's free usage. Episode 38.
Does that make you feel better?
Going back door.
39, you stupid fuck.
39, fuck you. Yeah, if anyone's still here with us, we do appreciate it.
Do you want to plug anything before?
Follow me on Instagram.
All over the place.
Fuck Todd GBD. Twitter's fuck Todd something, I can't remember.
2021.
Okay, 2021, I need to change that.
Update your shit, faggot.
Dalton, quit saying faggot.
Update your shit.
I was the one to say the vulgar shit on this podcast.
Yeah, I just...
Michael's an intern we hired to say reckless shit.
Yeah.
I'm here all day, folks.
Mike,
Anthony,
what's your thoughts
Edwards, God
on
damn,
the,
bro.
What's your thoughts on the indigenous people of China?
Fuck the Chinese government.
Do you know their names?
Okay, there we go.
Do you know what they're called?
You really want me to say that?
No,
I don't want to get canceled.
No.
No,
they're actual names, Michael. Like, the actual name for them. Uyghurs.
No, I was going to say...
Well, this has been episode 39 no. Of Going Backdoor. Thank you. You can follow me at The Real D Todd.
Silverware dropping down the stair. That's how they name their children.
Yeah, that just happened.
Someone get a hold of Instagram. Tell them to stop banning my fucking reels, you bitches.
We are going to be banned off of YouTube at this point. Fuck it. Who cares?
Fuck you, China.
No, fuck you, YouTube.
That too.
And fuck the Chinese government. We haven't said that in a while. Yep. Fuck Chinese government.
Fuck the Russian government, too.
Oh, yeah.
No. Don't be mean about the Putin.
Putin can suck my dick. That old man's dying and he's scared and doing reckless shit now.
Yeah, he's crazy and fuck him. Episode 39. We love you.
Hey, yo, suck my dick. We love you. Fuck you, bitch.
Hey. Couldn't have a going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay.